The views expressed on this program are strictly those of the show's producers and do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station nor anyone associated with this radio station. And now, back to the Thunderbolt. You know, there's a whole bunch of studies out there that empirically prove that the overall health of a society does not depend on how much wealth that society has, but upon how fairly whatever wealth they do have is distributed amongst the populace. I would suggest that another way to equalize a society would be to arm everyone and to professionally train everyone on how to safely and responsibly handle firearms. That second part is vital. I would note that a 95-pound teenage girl could completely dominate a 250-pound special forces operative if she has a gun and he does not. A homeless drunk could probably get Bill Gates to beg for his life. There is a precedent for this. Before they were overrun by the Turks, the Syrian province of Rojava had eliminated the need for a police force by making everyone part of the militia. Unless you opted out, then everyone, including women, were armed and professionally trained on how to safely and responsibly handle their firearms. Switzerland has a similar arrangement, and I would note that Switzerland has virtually no violent crime. And I would also note that no one has even tried to invade Switzerland for many hundreds of years. And I would suggest that at least part of the reason for that is because everyone knows that the entire country is made up of mountains full of people who are both armed and trained. And who would want to mess with that? I once worked outside for 12 hours in a wind-driven rain. I was covered head to toe in top-quality Gore-Tex rain gear. But I discovered that even top-quality Gore-Tex rain gear starts leaking after 8 hours of wind-driven rain. And thus I spent the last 4 hours of my shift being cold and miserable. However, after my shift was done, I had a place where I could immediately go change into dry clothes and to get warm. So imagine enduring the weather we've been having around here lately whilst living in a tent in a parking lot downtown. Especially if, as is the case in many cases, that tent isn't of top quality and it starts leaking and everything you own gets wet and you wake up cold and shivering in the middle of the night, knowing that there is absolutely nowhere that you can go to get dry or to get warm until the rescue mission opens up at 6:30. Well, this is happening all over downtown Olympia every time it rains, and similar such things are happening everywhere across our country every hour of every day and every minute of every night. Most of those folks in other places do not have access to rescue missions or to community care centers. So in some ways, our local population is lucky. So the next time you wake up in your nice warm house and look out the window and see that wind-driven rain is knocking down tree branches, imagine if instead you woke up every morning without any heat or any walls or any windows to protect you from that wind-driven rain. But go out and try it sometime and see how long you last. It turns out that there may be hope for those of you who tire of living in wet misery, though. For it would seem that there are numerous openings for high-level positions in the Trump administration. Current positions include Chief of Staff, Attorney General, Secretary of the Interior, Secretary of Defense, the Office of Management and Budget, Ambassador to the United Nations, Administrator of the EPA, and Secretary of the Treasury. Now, normally, people are willing to slice other people's throats open to obtain these positions. But the rump is having difficulty finding anyone who wants to take them. So this may be your golden opportunity. And yet another golden career opportunity may await you at the Pentagon. You probably don't remember this, but on September 10th, 2001, Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld made the following announcement. According to some estimates, we cannot track 2.3 trillion with a T dollars in transactions at the Pentagon. At the time he revealed this shocking information, Rumsfeld's comment upon that was that America's adversary was not China or Russia, but rather closer to home. It is, in fact, the Pentagon bureaucracy. Rumsfeld also warned that tracking down of these missing transactions could be, quote, a matter of life and death, unquote. However, note the date of Rumsfeld's announcement. September 10th, 2001. The firestorm created by Rumsfeld's exposé totally died the next morning. And since 9/11, there has been no follow-up and no effort made to find all that missing money. And there's a lot more of that money that has gone unaccounted for since that time. The U.S. military regularly receives a bigger budget than even they ask for, and all kinds of massive and very expensive programs that no one actually wants or needs are constantly shoved down their collective military contractors' throats. And best of all, the military gets to spend all that cash in any manner whatsoever that they may wish, and they never need to account for hardly any of it.
Here in the words, can you hear?
For several decades now, the Pentagon has failed to audit itself. And this is even though the Pentagon receives 54 cents out of every dollar in federal appropriations. And even though there are many trillions of dollars that have been documented to have simply disappeared over the last many years. When Congress recently hired some outside bookkeeping firms to attempt an audit, these firms concluded that the DOD's financial records were so riddled with bookkeeping deficiencies, irregularities, and errors that anything even remotely resembling a reliable audit was simply an impossible task. The Pentagon has the equivalent of a blank check. Well, The Nation magazine has conducted an investigation, and you're never gonna believe what they found. Surprise, surprise. It turns out that for decades, the DOD's leaders and accountants have been perpetrating a massive accounting fraud. I'm shocked. They have been deliberately cooking the books to mislead the Congress, and they have relentlessly driven the DOD's budgets ever higher, and those numbers completely disregarded any hint of actual military necessity. I can't believe it. The DOD has literally been making up numbers in its annual financial reports to Congress. And those numbers literally represent trillions of dollars worth of seemingly non-existent transactions. Who would have thought? And Congress, of course, relies upon those reports whilst making their decisions upon how much money to give to the Department of Defense each year. What a coincidence! Inside the Pentagon, these phony numbers are often referred to as plugs, as when you plug a hole. In fiscal year 2015, Congress appropriated $122 billion for the U.S. Army. Yet DOD financial records for the Army's 2015 budget included a whopping $6.5 trillion, yes, trillion with a T, in plugs. That was literally over 30 times their total budget, all in plugs. Well, what, where, when, how did these trillions of dollars in plugs exist? Well, the Office of the Inspector General put it this way. Most of these plugs lacked supporting documentation. Wow. Someone should give that guy an Understatement of the Year award or something. A research team spent months poring over DOD financial records, and they found that in all, at least a mind-boggling $21 trillion of Pentagon financial transactions between 1998 and 2015 could not be traced, documented, or explained. $21 trillion is roughly 5 times more than in the entire federal government spends in a year. $21 trillion is greater than the entire United States gross national product. It is also very important to keep in mind that $21 trillion includes only the plugs, that were discovered in reports by the Office of the Inspector General, which reviews only part of the total of Pentagon spending. So get this. No one knows for sure how the biggest single line item in the U.S. federal budget is actually being spent. What's more, Congress as a whole has shown little interest in investigating this epic scandal. And just to shock you further, this could be because the same people perpetrating these frauds and these contracts are also the biggest campaign contributors to these very same politicians who make these decisions. And thus these absurd plugs are never even mentioned in Armed Services or Budget Committee hearings. Now this should be the major scandal and the major issue of our time, but is being completely ignored by those in power, both in Congress and in the media. And that is how deep this corruption runs. So if you ever want any money for any of the many things that we actually need, well, I can recommend a good source. For now, though, it's time to get to work. That's it for the news and commentary. I have some music to fill out the rest of the hour. This is The Sid. That tune was called Nitro. Before that, we had Iridium, both of them from a band called The Sid. Sort of like Celtic heavy rock fusion band or something. So that's it for this week. Hope you enjoyed. And the views expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station. You can find the Thunderbolt Archives at dana98501.wordpress.com. We'll see you next week.
Thank you very much.